According to the Southern Poverty Law Center, Arkansas has 26 active hate groups, primarily across the northern portion of the state, a number which has doubled over the past decade, everything from the legendary Klan to black separatists. Oklahoma has 13 hate groups, Tennessee 40, Texas 45, and Georgia 65. Mark Potok authored the report. He's a senior fellow at SPLC based in Montgomery, Alabama, which has been tracking organized hate groups for more than 30 years.
Well, I mean, it's everything from criminal violence to propaganda on the internet to other kinds of writings, which actually never make it to the internet. You know, many of white supremacists out there are running white power music concerts. It's a very big recruiting mechanism. You know, some of them are running for public office. So there are all kinds of activities being carried out by these people. Some of the groups are very active and others are much less so.
SPL staff assess a hate group by looking at both online and print hate literature, as well as physically monitoring certain activities.
You know, sometimes we do things like monitor shortwave radio broadcasts. We collect a whole world of underground publications that are actually in hard copy that never make it to the internet. We also have quite a lot of interaction with law enforcement. We train about 6,000 or 7,000 law enforcement officers a year on hate groups and bias crime, domestic terrorism, and that sort of thing. And there's some information exchange there as well. And that's really only the beginning. We have a staff. I have a staff of investigative reporters who go out and do stories. They're not so much collecting information about the groups as doing stories about particular groups and trends, but they, too, are out there on the ground picking up trends. So those are just a few of the ways. We have a whole series of streams of information coming in here on a very large database that we use as a basis to create these lists.
Hate groups in Arkansas include neo-Confederates, racist skinheads, neo-Nazis, and six Ku Klux Klan organizations. Tony Alamo, Christian Ministries, the anti-Catholic group based in Texarkana, made national news 2 years ago when its leader, Bernie Lazar, was convicted of sex crimes and sentenced to 175 years in prison. The group posts old recordings to its website, yet is still counted by SPLC in Arkansas twice. Another cited outfit, Kingdom Identity Ministries out of Harrison, provides internet rantings by reclusive and aging hate monger Mike Hallamore. He seeks to evict all people of color from America back to their country of origin and claims millions of followers. He lives alone on his Boone County compound, rarely venturing out.
Well, Northwest Arkansas in particular has long been a kind of hotbed of this sort of activity. That's not necessarily reflected in the numbers of groups we count, but going back some 20 years, it's been an area, along with southern Missouri, that really has attracted a lot of these groups. I think a lot of that has to do simply with the fact that it's quite isolated, very rural, it's a very white area, and people from these groups feel that they can really have a great deal of privacy.
What Mark Potok does not take into account is that this bastion of supremacy has long crumbled, in part due to growing urbanization and a more educated populace and a huge spike in cultural diversity. And one Arkansas hate group in particular has become utterly anachronistic, and that's the Klan. Take Tom Robb, the self-described Grand Dragon or leader of the National Ku Klux Klan, a Michigan native who's operated around Zinc outside of Harrison since the 1970s. His website claims to host at least five national gatherings in Boone County every year. But according to one Harrison Daily News reporter who covered a convention a few years back, attendance was zip. And Tom Robb is even vilified by his own kind, who say he's a liar and worse.
Well, by our count, actually, the Klan fell fairly dramatically last year, from 221 groups in 2010 to 152 last year. That actually was simply a kind of accident. One particular Klan leader simply shut down his group. It had quite a lot of chapters, and that influenced the count a lot. Overall, despite the kind of legend surrounding the Klan, the Invisible Empire, and all of that, today I would say the Klan is extremely unimportant. It's a very small part of the radical right. And interestingly enough, most other groups on the radical right very much look down their nose at the Klan.
So Tom Robb exemplifies that dying breed. And one other type of hate group counted by SPLC seem to be hate vendors. One example, Tightrope, with its lynching noose logo based in Calico Rock, appears to be the business of one man selling cheap racist junk. Nationwide, SPLC counts 1,000 active hate groups, a number which is leveling off. But what constitutes active is not quite clear. Mark Potok and his team also say the Patriot movement is surging, and they got national coverage for that. So think early 90s and the rise of armed militia thriving on conspiracy manifestos for breakfast.
And continued to grow even after the 95 Oklahoma City bombing, reaching peak of about 858 groups by our count in 1996. After that, these groups really started to decline, and by the time President Bush took office in 2001, they were at a very low level, perhaps 140, 150 of these groups, and they really were very quiet throughout the 8 years of the Bush administrations. In 2008, when Barack Obama appeared on the scene, and at the same time the economy collapsed, we saw the beginnings of this really remarkable growth, this comeback of the militia groups. So what that means in concrete terms is that we counted 149 Patriot groups in the year 2008. In 2009, that jumped up to 512. In 2010, it went to 824. And our latest count for last year, 2011, is 1,274 of these groups.
So in Arkansas, the Southern Poverty Law Center found 19 Patriot groups, including the ancient anti-communist John Birch Society, a thing called the Republic for the United States, and various militia groups, some with websites that have not posted in 5 years. Jeannie Bulworth's well-publicized Secure Arkansas is listed. It pushes the state legislature against immigration reform and proselytizes state sovereignty. She did not return phone calls for comment. But also listed in Arkansas as an active Patriot group is the Constitution Party, headquartered in Fayetteville.
I'm the chairman of the Constitution Party in the state of Arkansas, but let's don't get confused. The Constitution Party, either in the state of Arkansas or nationally, is not a formal member of any Patriot movement. We're a third party political party, and we strive to elect candidates to state and federal office. So we're pretty much, you know, the same as any other party, except that our platform is constitutional. We believe that the government, both state and federal, needs to return to the adherence of the Constitution.
The Constitution Party, among other things, rejects conscription, supports an isolationist defense system, the elimination of the Department of Public Education. It wants to repeal the Voting Rights Act, the federal election campaign, shut down the Federal Election Commission and federal income tax and the welfare system, and eliminate major party politics, likely so it can take a seat at the table. The Constitution Party supports gun rights, but unlike Patriot groups, do not espouse revolutionary overthrow of the federal government. So out of the Southern Poverty Law Center 1,274 anti-government Patriot groups, 180 were Constitution Party groups. It may need to calibrate its findings. Still, in the end, the annual hate groups tally by the Southern Poverty Law Center serves a clear purpose: to educate Americans, both on the right and the left, that twisted operatives continue to dwell beneath. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.